Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle, and let's drink about it.
Cheers.
Cheers.
To episode 66.
Route 66.
I'm watching way too much of the Cars movie. That is Lila's current fixation. Cars. Thankfully, there's three of them. So you can at least, like...
There's three of them?
Yeah.
We put it on the other one earlier, and I, like, didn't remember literally anything.
You know, so Sam and I last week kind of actually paid attention to Cars 2 and Cars 3. Maybe that should be what I'm watching, is the Cars movies. So, as I remember, Cars 2 is not great. It's, like, it's not great. I don't love it. I think the storyline's kind of stupid. We kind of compared it to Pitch Perfect 2, which the storyline is also kind of stupid, but it's, like... the World Grand Prix, like the world, whatever they call it in Pitch Perfect, you know what I mean? It's kind of similar.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I ever watched Cars 3 because like Cars 2 was so bad.
Yeah.
But Cars 2 was actually cute. It was actually good. Had a new little girl yellow car character and like, it was cute. It was cute. So anyways, sorry. We are drinking the Kirkland Rosé. So... we didn't really have a plan for the pod tonight, and I had multiple bottles of this for our housewarming party this weekend. So not only are we drinking the Kirkland Rosé, but we're drinking it over ice.
Yes.
Which is not probably great, but here we go.
And Charlie is cuddling with me. It's great.
Yeah. For, I think this bottle is like $7.99.
Yeah. It's good. It's refreshing.
Yeah, it is refreshing. Not near as good as the cocktails we had at dinner.
Yeah. Those were so good.
Yeah. So we went to dinner with Mom and Lila, and we went to this Greek place, and the food was so good, and the cocktails were so good.
Yeah, the cocktail I got was so good. It had, like, red jalapeno or something. It was insane. Yeah. So.
Yeah. And you said they have multiple locations?
Yeah, so they, so that's, like, it's confusing, because there's Ovly on the park, which is, like, in Streeterville, like, on the river.
Okay.
And then there's Ovly River North,
That's
in River North, and then there's Ovly Lincoln Park.
Right.
So, yeah, because one time when I was going to Ovly on the Park, I accidentally ordered the Uber to the Lincoln Park. It was just, it gets confusing. But, yeah, they're all super, super yummy, so.
Do they have the same menu?
No, they're, like, a little bit different.
Oh, interesting.
I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it was really good.
Yeah.
Highly, highly recommend. Okay. So, besides Cars... I am watching Project Runway.
Oh.
I was looking for something the other day. I was doing some task, and I wanted something in the background that was, like, new-ish, but not something I had to, like, really pay attention to. Like, I have countless, like, sitcom-y shows on my list that I want to watch, but I feel like especially when you're watching one of those at the very beginning, you have to, like, pay attention to figure out who's... you know, voice goes with what character or whatever. And then once you kind of know it, you can kind of do stuff. So anyway, I was scrolling through Netflix and I saw that they had not every season, but like some of the recent seasons of Project Runway. So I started watching it. And I realized, I like a reality TV show when it's a competition.
Yeah.
Like I like Top Chef. I like Dancing with the Stars. I like Project Runway.
Well, Love Island's a competition.
For what?
There's a winner. So when you win Love Island,
how do you get voted off? Or how do you lose? How do you get eliminated?
Every so often there's what's called a recoupling. And if you are not in a couple, if someone doesn't choose you to be in a couple with them, you're at risk of being dumped, and usually you're like dumped, or like if there's like multiple people that are like single, then like the fellow islanders like vote for the person they think should leave. Like it's very like, and that's what like makes it so like dramatic, because it's like nothing about Love Island is linear. It's like
random.
You know, the host will like randomly come in one night and be like, okay, we're having a recoupling, or she'll like randomly come in like, oh, here's two bombshells, meaning like two new people coming in. Like it's, and this season is actually bananas. Like it,
see, that kind of gives me like, I don't know that I like that. Like I kind of like that, like every week someone goes home and it's like,
yeah, but I think what's good about it is, like, they just never know. So while they're making these connections, they're, like, they never know, like, what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And they're, like, do I keep my options open? Do I close off with those people? And then, like, towards the end of the season, they have what's called Casa Amor. And all of the guys go to a new villa, and they bring in, like, however many guys there are, that many new girls, and they're there for, like, a certain amount of days. And then they get the choice if they want to go back and stay in the couple that they were in or bring a new girl back. And the girls also have new guys that come in. It's, like, wild. Like, Casa Amor is, like, crazy.
And you like this?
Do you know how many people like this?
I know so many people watch it. And I don't understand.
It isn't, like, and this season is just so drama to the point where it's, like, people are, like, concerned for one of the people that are there. And it's, like, they, like, she needs to go. Like, she's mentally not okay. Yeah, like, it's, like.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That still doesn't sound up my alley. I'm going to stick.
Let me explain how you win.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, the winner usually is someone who's, like, been there for a long time, a connection that people really like, something like that.
Around. Who picks the winner?
We vote. America votes. There's usually, like, four couples left, and so we pick the winner, and then they get handed,
but it's
like
an individual or a couple.
It's a couple wins, but then each couple is handed an envelope, and one envelope contains $100,000 and one contains nothing. And whoever gets $100,000 gets to choose to keep it or split it with that person. But it's like you decide on the spot. And so it's like, okay, like, are you here for the money? Are you here for love? Are you here for, like, Love Island, like, is one of those shows where it's like, okay, like, people are likely there for love, but, like, if they get money out of it, great. Because it's, like, not, like, they don't talk about that all the time, like, in the show. Okay. Whereas, like, there's other shows that it's, like, okay, like, Too Hot to Handle. Like, a very, like, surface level, like, dating show, I guess. Like, that's very, like, okay, like, people go on there for the money.
Interesting. Hmm. I think I'm going to stick with my competition reality TV.
It's a competition.
But, like,
there are challenges.
What?
Do they do anything? No. Do people win the challenge? No. It usually is just.
So that doesn't sound like a challenge.
It's one of those, like, things where it's, like, oh, like, which islander do you think is not happy in their couple right now? And then you spray them with something, and then you, like, kiss someone. It's like an obstacle, and then you, like, kiss someone, but there's no, like, win. Like, it's not, like, a. Yeah. But then they also came out with Love Island Games, which is, like, literally a competition game show.
Right. Well, that's different.
But it's, like, people who were on Love Island all going back and, like, being on, like, teams and, like, but also while finding love.
While still finding love.
Yeah.
No one's trying to find love on Project Runway. They're just making clothes.
Yeah. So that's what I'm watching. But also, Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders.
I know. I haven't watched any of it yet. Yeah.
I, like, already know the new team, and I'm that far.
Oh, in the show? Mm-hmm. Well, I, like, saw them announce the team on social media.
Yeah, but, like, you get introduced, like, new characters.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
So, like.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm excited to watch it. Yeah. I want to finish the current season of Project Runway. I have, like, two episodes left. Mm-hmm. And see who wins, and then I'll watch Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders.
Yeah.
But. Or America's Sweethearts, but
yeah.
Did it drop yesterday?
Or no.
Today, I think.
No, because I watched a lot of it yesterday.
Oh.
Shit. If it was yesterday, that's.
I think it dropped yesterday.
Because I'm, like, already, like, done, so. Mm-hmm. But another new show came out called We Were Liars, which is based off of a book. I don't know if you've heard.
We Were Liars. No.
It's kind of, like, drama. Type movie or show.
Okay.
But it's one of those, like, it's like 10 episodes.
Okay.
So I just watched the first episode, but I'm excited to kind of see where it goes.
I don't understand how you can watch two things at once like that.
Not only am I watching two things at once, but I'm watching Love Island USA and UK simultaneously.
Yeah, but though, well, first off, that, like, when I say watching two things at once, I mean things that aren't live on TV. Those are, like, you're keeping up with them as they come out. But watching, like, a 10-episode show on Prime and then watching, like, America's Sweethearts simultaneously is weird to me.
Why?
Because, like, why wouldn't you just finish one before you started a different one?
Because sometimes when I'm in the mood for, like, the reality-type style of Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, like, I don't.
Okay. All right. Whatever. Sorry, y'all. I feel like we don't have a whole lot of energy today. I feel like we were, like, in a good place, and then the walk home from dinner, it's very warm out, and it kind of just, like, I feel like we got home put Lila to bed, and now I'm just like...
I've been so sleepy since before we left. I was like sitting on the couch, like falling asleep. I don't know what's going on with me. Well, reading?
Literally nothing. And not just like as a cop out, but I haven't started anything new. So I'm literally reading nothing.
Yeah. I'm like not doing too good on the reading front. Probably because I'm just like watching too many.
Yeah, right. You're watching like 17 TV shows when you have time to read. But I find that true about myself too. If I'm like really into a show, then I don't make time to read. Like there's really, I don't know. There's only so many hours, and by hours I mean like 45 minutes in a day where I don't have Lila or I'm not supposed to be doing something else. So like, you know, it's like watch an episode or read. And right now I'm watching an episode.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm still in the same book, but...
Maybe someday.
Using, I guess? Yeah, using.
So, I'm using an app. I don't know if I've ever even told you about this. But, you know, we've talked about how we have tens of thousands of photos on our phone. And there is an app called Get Sorted. Mm-hmm. Where you basically, it's like swipe, and you swipe up. I can't remember now.
Yeah, I've heard of
these. One direction is keep and one direction is trash. And you're able to just, like, do it super fast because it's, like, a swipe. And so you go through them. And then when you get to the end of a month, you can just say complete month. And it will delete all the ones that you, like, deleted. And so it's helps you get rid of, like, duplicates. Or, you know, you take a million photos of yourself. And, like, yeah, you've gone through them and favorited the ones that you have liked. But you haven't gotten rid of all the other ones. And I used to be really good and be really on top of it. And then I got really behind. And so I'm jumping back in and I'm committing to like staying on top of it. And at least so far, like in June, I have done it almost every day so that I'm like all caught up with my like June photos. It's like clean.
That's wonderful. I don't use that. I'm using Chase Bank.
Yes, y'all, Allie set up a business checking account and got a business credit card.
Yeah, making big moves.
You're like a real business owner now.
It's like legit. That's like crazy. So much to keep track of.
So
that's what I'm using. I'm using Chase.
Welcome Chase, to Chase.
Chase for business.
Chase for business.
Wait, are we on buying?
Yep.
Okay. So my buying kind of goes with reading. A little bit.
Okay, even though you
said I'm not reading it yet, but I bought this.
Okay.
And it was recommended by my therapist, and it's a book called More Than a Body.
Okay. I've never heard of this book.
It's by twins.
Okay.
And they talk about like just like body image and like just how there's just like this standard to hold like a certain level of beauty like in our society and stuff. And so we're like gonna kind of like book club it a little bit because she started reading it too and she was like, I think you'll really like it. So I will let you know how it is.
Cool.
It got delivered today.
Pretty. Well, if it wasn't obvious from the wine choice, I am buying lots of things for our housewarming party. Went to Costco, got some balloons, got some snacks, some all kinds of things. We're very excited to finally have people over. I feel like there are still a handful of projects I would have liked to get to before people came, but at this point, I don't have time for them. It's just cleaning and party prep at this point. So
yeah,
it is what it is. It's good enough. Yeah. We have a couch. We have a house. Welcome.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what else to tell.
We have a house. It's pretty cold, but... Welcome.
Cold?
Yeah, I'm always cold and dumb.
Well, the basement... So, Sam actually just recently closed one of the vents and hope that it helps. I don't know if this is true for all houses, right? But if we set the thermostat at a number, the first floor is that number. The upstairs is hotter than that number. Mm. It's like a different climate up there. It is so much hotter upstairs. And then down here is colder than that number. And so... if we made it so that you, like, this floor was comfortable, imagine how hot it would be upstairs. So, it is probably just going to be chilly in the basement. So, just know when you come over, if we're going to be hanging out down here.
I do.
Wear a sweater.
I do. Okay. Just in sweat.
Do you need a blankie?
No. I'm okay right now.
Okay. Because, yeah, it is, it's just going to be colder in the basement for forever. I don't think you're going to be cold on Saturday because, A, it's going to be really hot outside, and, B, there's going to be a lot of people in this house.
Yeah.
So, we had, like, 4 people update the RSVP today, and I was like, Jesus. Like, to going.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be quite the affair. I'm hoping it's, like, a rolling attendance kind of thing, right? Like, not everybody showing up, like, at 3, you know?
Right.
But there's going to be a good amount of little tiny humans hanging out down here and playing with our tiny human.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
I love
that. But that's what I'm buying this week, is pretty much just shit for that.
Okay.
So, listening, this doesn't really count, but I have to shout. No, that's okay. I have to shout out, because, you know, I've talked about Kylie Kelsey's podcast, and I talked about Alona Mar's podcast. Last week, Alona Mar was on Kylie Kelsey's podcast. It was perfection.
I love that.
I just am obsessed with both of them. And they got to meet at the Olympics, because Kylie and Jason Kelsey, like, went to the Olympics mm-hmm. and went to various events, and including, like, rugby, and got to meet Alona and all the things. But at one point, they were talking about Dancing with the Stars, and she was like, you know, just love your relationship with Alan. It's so cool. And Alona goes, would you ever go on Dancing with the Stars? And she goes, hell no. Which totally checks. Like, Kylie, it's definitely not up Kylie Kelsey's alley. But I was just hoping there would be any sort of hint at Jason. But then she did make a comment about how Jason does announcing now for football. So I just don't know.
Because it's like that time.
It's the same. Yeah. And he typically did the Thursday night games. He worked for, why am I blanking on which? Is it ESPN? I know the Thursday night games were mostly through Amazon Prime, but I think he was working for like ESPN, and they were like, whatever. He would mostly do the Thursday night games.
Mm-hmm.
So like, in theory, could you make it work? I know they rehearse all week, right? But if the show's not till Tuesday, could, like, he do his Thursday night game, fly to LA Friday, rehearse Friday, whatever. Like, maybe. I don't know. But, like, that made me really a lot more skeptical that, like, he's a realistic pick right now, as long as he's still doing this. Like,
yeah.
Because if the game is in LA, like, not a problem. If the game is in New York, like, that's fucking far.
Right.
And, like, would be a lot of travel. Right. And then when would he be home to, like, see his kids? I don't know.
Yeah.
And he now has 4 of them, so.
Right.
All girls.
Yikes.
So, anyway, I just listened to that this week and was like, oh, so good. I love them both.
Yeah, I'm not really...
I love them both so much.
Listening to anything of note.
Okay, well, besides the amazing meal that we just had, eating, any other meals or restaurants that stood out to you this week?
When I was home for Father's Day, we had ribs, and I'm not...
Like at a restaurant or at home?
At home.
Oh, wow.
And...
Your dad's always been a good, like, on the grill.
Well, we actually... They were baked at first with, like, onions and, like, lemon, and then we put them on the grill and then put, like, the barbecue sauce and stuff on them. And, like, I've never really been a big rib person, but they were so good, and I made my, like, watermelon feta salad, and we had mac and cheese, and it was so, so yummy.
Yum. That's so fun.
Yeah.
I'm not a big rib person either. They're just so messy to eat.
Yeah.
And, like, they taste amazing, but, like, just the effort to me never felt worth it.
Yeah. Well, and I, over the weekend, tried long drink. I think I sent you a picture.
You sent me a picture and said, this is fire.
Yeah, because it was so good.
Okay.
And it's technically gin, but it didn't taste anything like gin. Like, my stepmom, like, doesn't like gin, and she liked it. Like,
okay.
It does not taste like gin. It's way less bubbly over ice, but when I had it in the can, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, this is sparkly.
Yeah.
But I mean,
that's really hard to find stuff in the cans that aren't, yeah. So that's...
But fine. I got the peach flavor, and it was so, so good.
Well, we will have to try those week on the pod. I feel like we're overdue for a trip to Vinny's to just, like, browse.
Yeah.
So you were actually here that night, but I should have given you a bite. We made this salmon recipe. So I've been trying to use my cookbooks more. And I know I talked about that on the pod already. I referenced one cookbook. So now I'm going to reference a different one, which is the Trader Joe's cookbook. And so it's recipes based on like a signature Trader Joe's ingredient. So this one was that like that corn salsa. And so it was a salmon recipe with that had the corn salsa on top. And it was so delicious and easy and just like, and in theory, all the things you buy on that recipe you can get at Trader Joe's. Now, Trader Joe's is always changing up what they have. Like, they don't always have all the things. But they had everything on this one. But it was, the recipe was really good, and I'm glad that I dipped my toe back into that cookbook. Especially now that we live so close to a Trader Joe's.
Yeah, I finally have my first, like, very much, like, cookbook staple that I keep, like, going back to now because it's literally so easy. All I do is wrap, like, it's just a sweet potato with, like, shredded buffalo chicken in it and, like, a little bit of, like, ranch and, like, chives, and then I just put, like, a vegetable with it. And it's so easy. You literally just put two chicken breasts with garlic powder and buffalo sauce and then two sweet potatoes wrapped in foil in the crock pot for 6 hours on low, and that's literally all you do. You shred it and then you put it on the sweet potato.
So that sounds delicious.
The only thing that you literally need to buy, like, you know, because buffalo sauce, yeah, but like that can also last you for like a while. Like, you know, you have buffalo sauce, and like I've been using the primal one.
Yeah, that's
ranch. Healthier. Yeah, it's just literally chicken and sweet potatoes in here. Like, you have garlic powder, like, you have, like, just get, like, a veggie.
A veggie on the side. Or, like, sometimes when I'm like, oh, we need a side veggie, I'm like, a salad bag mix thing. I'm very much about that.
Yeah. But you should definitely try it.
Yeah, that sounds good.
It's really, really good.
I also keep meaning to, like, is that, you said that's from a cookbook?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the recipes that I do online, I want to, like, print them out and put them in a binder. But I always say I'm going to do that, and then I never do it.
Yeah. It's a commitment.
It is a commitment. Or, like, making notes on recipes. Like, I always say I'm going to, like, oh, I'm going to go... Like, this one, I don't know what kind of salmon these people in the recipe book were buying, but it said cook for 8 to 10 minutes. I'm going to tell you at 10 minutes, my salmon was still very pink. And so I need a sticky note in there that says, like, 15 minutes for the salmon, you know what I mean? So I know that that's how long it takes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe what I need to do is actually put some sticky notes in the kitchen to have.
Yeah, I have like sticky notes in the pages of the stuff that like I want to try, and then I have
that too, but I mean like, yeah.
And then I put like a star, I don't know.
Okay, so we're about halfway through the year. In fact, when this episode airs, it will be like basically halfway.
Holy shit.
So it's probably time to talk about goals.
Yeah.
We don't have to do it here on the pod, but I just wanted to bring up that, like, it's about time to, like, check in with our goals.
Yeah.
You started out so strong at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And then it kind of dwindled.
Yeah. Well, then I just, like, I feel like with starting to see a nutritionist and just doing all these other things, like, it was hard to...
But those are the things you could put in your goals, right? You could put, like, meeting with nutritionist in a weekly...
I know.
...section and then check it off.
Yeah, I know.
So, just maybe we need to brainstorm again.
Yeah. I'm down.
Okay. Did you have anything else to talk about? I thought you said last week you had something that you were just going to push to this week.
Oh, did I?
Because we, like, last week's episode was so long because between the wedding and then, like, 2 weeks of categories.
Did we talk about the Wicked trailer?
Yeah, briefly.
Okay. Did I say that The Bachelor and his fiancée broke up?
Yep.
Hmm.
And then we moved on because nobody cares.
Yeah.
That's it? That's all you had?
Well, yeah. Oh, I guess I was... If we wanted to talk about, like, any summer plans we had.
Okay. Well, the nice thing is that we actually don't have a ton of summer plans. Like, now that we've gotten through the wedding, I'm kind of excited that we kind of, like, it's kind of chill. So, for the rest of June, I say the rest of June, it's already June 19th.
I know.
And July, really all we have is, like, boat days. Like, that's it, which is so nice.
Yeah.
So, hopefully it's going to be pretty chill. The first weekend in August, we're going to Baltimore to visit. Sam's mom is from Baltimore, and so his whole... And she's, like, basically the only one that left. So all of his aunts and uncles and cousins all live in Baltimore. And in Jewish tradition, 1 year after somebody passes away, you go and do... It's called an unveiling of their headstone. And so everybody gets together again. You put the headstone in. You have another, like, little prayer. And, like, then it's 1 year later. And so his grandmother passed 1 year ago in that weekend. And so we're going for that, which is really nice because I didn't get to go to the funeral because it just coordination with Lila just didn't work. And obviously I'm not, she was like, what, 10 months, 11 months at the time. I wasn't about to bring her
right.
to a funeral. But this is a lot more of kind of a celebration type of occasion. And so my mother-in-law said, like, obviously bring Lila with you. And so we're all going, and I'm excited because I can't remember if I know I told you, but I can't remember if I've mentioned this before, that on Sam's mom's side, there were four first cousins that were all engaged at the same time. And we all got married in like an 8 month span.
Oh my God.
Since then, we have all had a baby.
Oh, wow.
So one just like last month had a baby, like the last one.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am so, Lila's the oldest of all of them. And then one was like December, one was like the following April, May, and then one was this last May. So I'm excited to see all of these babies.
Yay!
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited to see everybody else too, but like mostly you're getting me to Baltimore to see all of these like small humans.
That'll be fun.
So I'm excited about that. And then Disney?
Disney?
That's it?
Just gonna go to Disney? Yeah, I feel like my summer is basically just work, usually. Just a lot of work.
Yeah, right. Well, it's, I mean, it's peak wedding season yeah. here. Summer in Chicago.
Yeah. So, a lot of work. I am going to Palm Springs, like, middle of August. I feel like that's it.
Right.
That's all I really have.
I know. I feel like we kind of planned for, like, a chill summer because we just want to be here. Like, we yeah. don't want to go anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to, like... somewhere, but
like where,
like literally anywhere, but I am, so it's fine. And then I'm going to Lala.
Right, you're going to Lala. Oh, our event. Okay, we need, okay, let's talk about this. So
yeah, I was gonna ask you about that, like, shouldn't we start talking about
yeah
that?
We absolutely should. I mean, we told people to save the date.
Yeah,
August
9th,
a long time ago. But like, we really need like a head count if you're coming. So I'm gonna create a Google form. Okay. And I'm going to put it in the description of this episode, but then also on, we'll post it on Instagram or whatever. So August 9th, we're going to do a live recording at our mom's, but not in her apartment, obviously. And we have the space rented.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're part of my community, we're doing stuff during the day. Yeah. Anybody is welcome. If you are just a pod listener and you aren't, like, you don't follow me on Instagram or YouTube.
I'll be there.
Whatever, Allie's gonna be there helping. And so that's like during the day. That piece of it is a ticketed event, but you're more than welcome to come to that. But if you are just a pod listener or you just wanna come to the podcast piece of it, that part is not gonna be ticketed, but we do need a head count so that I can let Brando's know. Cause they said you can just like reserve like space, that back space, but they need like a head count.
Yeah.
So we are going to record. And then it's about a 15-minute walk to Brando's for karaoke.
Karaoke.
Yeah.
So that'll be really, really fun.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. The space in Mom's also has these, like, chairs. Like, they're not pink, unfortunately. They're gray. But I told Allie that we should wear pink. So, like, the chairs yeah. are gray, but we will wear pink.
Yeah.
And if you want to wear pink, too, that would be so fun.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Saturday, August 9th. Come hang out.
Don't miss it.
It'll be fun.
It'll be a great time.
I mean, I feel like recording with a whole audience of people is going to be kind of awkward.
Yeah, but I feel like we can, like, use the audience.
Totally, totally.
So it'll be fine. But, like, also there might be, like, five people there, so.
That's okay.
I hope not.
There will be more than five. I have more than five people coming to my thing, and a lot of them are staying for the podcast, so.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
We also finished Dr. Odyssey.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. After recording last episode, we watched the finale. Cuddle on the couch. Cozy. Oh, the new couch is so good. I took a nice Sunday nap on the couch this last weekend. Well, I guess you talked about your Father's Day a little bit. I'll recap our Father's Day, too. We can finish Dr. Odyssey first.
No, I mean, I was just going to say, we made it through. Next plan is overcompensating, but not tonight because we're both exhausted.
When you have to work at an early hour tomorrow.
Yeah, I have to be up before the sun tomorrow, I fear.
I don't know. The sun rises really early right now. The longest day of the year is tomorrow or Sunday.
Oh, okay.
So I think the sun rises at 5:20 right now or something crazy. Okay. So.
Well, yeah, I'm going to wake up at 5:30. So
anyway, so we finished it. It was cute. I mean, I'm glad we watched it, but it hasn't been renewed for season 2, so there's that.
Yeah. Honestly, I did always look forward to watching it, so.
Yeah. Well, we can have something else to watch.
Yeah. Well, overcompensating.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Just not tonight.
Yeah.
So, Father's Day, we spent the day just as our little family of three, which was actually really lovely and nice, because I feel like we don't get a ton of, a full day like that. Obviously, we spend the day-to-day in the morning and the evening, you know what I mean? Our everyday lives. But, a lot of times on the weekends, we're doing stuff with you guys or we're doing stuff with friends or, you know what I mean? So it was nice to have, a whole day where it was just, the three of us. So we went in the morning to the Museum of Ice Cream.
I didn't even know that existed.
I think I got served, an Instagram ad for it or something. But it is a lot of, it's very cheesy, but it's very cute. And it was very, each room had, a theme or something going on. One room was, mini golf. One room was, a bunch of balloons. One room was actually, a museum where it had, little things to read, which Sam, if you know Sam, he loves a museum and he loves to read every word at a museum. And, of course, Lila was, three rooms ahead at this point, and Sam's still back in the other room, reading everything. The other thing is they had free, included scoop of ice cream in every room. Different flavors. They had different flavors in each room. And it's a lot of fucking ice cream. Like ice cream, and if you're open to other flavors, right? Our stepdad loves ice cream. I mean, you heard us talk about getting him ice cream gift cards for Father's Day. But he loves chocolate.
Yeah.
And just chocolate. He doesn't get anything else.
Yeah.
Whereas, this place, they had just all kinds of different flavors. And it was good ice cream. Mm. And the craziest one, they had hot dog flavored ice cream.
Yeah, I saw that.
And they literally, it wasn't nasty. So they literally give you a bun and they put the hot dog flavored ice cream. And then she asks if you want it Chicago style. And then I actually thought when she put relish and mustard on it, that it was going to be one of those illusions, right? And the relish was going to be candy that looked like relish. You know what I mean? One of those illusions where the food looks like something else, but it actually, no. It was actually relish and actual mustard. But because the ice cream tasted like a hot dog, the taste was actually good. It's really fucking trippy that it's cold and you're not chomping on a hot dog, but it actually tasted good.
No, I actually could vomit.
It was very interesting. It was very interesting. And then at the very end, they had a ball pit, but they were sprinkles. And it's definitely a cute photo op, but Lila thought it was the best thing ever. We had a lunch reservation, and when I had to take her out of the sprinkle pool to go to the lunch reservation, she was beside herself. She loved it. There was a slide. She wanted to go down the slide. She wanted to crawl. She wanted to throw them at us. She just loved it. So it was definitely a hit. I think she was a smidge on the young side only because, yes, we gave her some ice cream, but I'm not about to let her have a free for all for ice cream.
Right.
Whereas if you take, an older kid, you can just be have as much ice cream as you want kind of thing.
Right.
And then we did that and then lunch because Sam prefers a lunch to a brunch or a breakfast. And we were trying to get this in before Lila's nap. I wish we'd done it the other way around because then we got to lunch and we were not hungry. Oh, I guess we spent less. I don't know. It was just weird.
Where'd you go for lunch?
Beatrix.
Oh.
Yeah, it was good. It was really good.
And on the river?
No, there's one.
Westlake. Fulton Market.
Nope. Michigan. River North. Mm-hmm. State, and yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, River North. Because that's where the Museum of Ice Cream is.
Got it.
Yeah, and then we came home and pulled Lila down for her nap, and then we sat on the couch, turned on a movie, and proceeded to take a nice couch nap.
That sounds
and
incredible.
It was absolutely the best thing ever.
You know, you're tired when you're, like, watching TV or watching something, and you're, like, you see them, like, lay in a bed, and you're, like, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
But I literally told him the second he was trying to pick a movie, and I was, like, dude, you're trying way too hard to pick this movie that we are both about to fall asleep in.
Like, but then it's like you overthink it, right? Because it has to be a good movie to like sleep to.
I don't even know what it was about. Like, I didn't last long. I was out. And then we just hung out. We ordered dinner here, and I don't know. Yeah, I guess we just hung out here. But it was nice. Charlie.
I went to the suburbs. My dad moved, so I went and saw his new place, which was really nice. And we just had a cookout, and I went to church with him in the morning on Father's Day. And
so then, you still go to the same church?
Yeah. Hmm. And then we went to this coffee place called Sparrow Coffee, which was supposed to be like, super, super good. And it was in downtown Naperville. And the line was, like, out the door. And it moved really quickly, and it was so yum.
Oh, wow.
It was so good. And then we ended up going to lunch at our, like, favorite spot in downtown Plainfield. And then walked around for a bit.
Nice.
And hung out for a bit. And then Parker and I came home.
And you went to the movies.
Oh, and I did. I went to the movies by myself.
Love that.
And I went and saw The Materialists, which is a new movie with Dakota Johnson, Pedro Pascal, and Chris Evans.
Yeah.
People are complaining about it because they're like, this isn't a rom-com. And I'm like, well, it doesn't say it's a rom-com. It says it's a romance drama. So everyone can calm down, first of all.
Everyone can calm down.
I enjoyed it. She's, like, a professional...
I've seen the previous. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the ending... Yeah, I don't know. It was good. I liked it.
Okay.
I think it's one of those things where it's, like, I enjoyed it. So, like, I enjoyed my time. And then I hear all of this shit about it and all of these opinions about it, and I
also feel like, you know, last week we talked about... Or I referenced, like, the ending of The Handmaid's Tale and the ending of Sirens, and I just feel like people... Maybe put too much pressure on movies and TV shows to be this, like, epic, amazing, perfect ending. Like, this is exact. Like, can it just be good?
Yeah.
Like, can it be... Like, I understand we watch some things and we're like, well, that was a waste of my time. I wish I hadn't watched that. Like, fine. But, like, just because you didn't love the ending, like, did you actually not enjoy the whole... Like, the whole amount of time you spent watching it? Right. I don't know.
Right.
I just feel like people are really, like,
so
about endings.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, it's a lot. Yeah. that's what I got.
Y'all, I think if we average last week's episode with this week's episode, we may end with, like, a normal average episode. But I fear that we are dwindling today.
Yeah.
And maybe we can be more fun next week.
Yeah.
All right. If you made it all the way to the end,
you probably did.
Yeah, I mean, you probably did because it's so short.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe you probably didn't because you drifted off when we were being boring earlier. All right. I don't like to be self-deprecating because I feel like that isn't fun to listen to. It's not fun to listen to somebody talk about them, like, being bad.
Maybe we need to do some topics to get back into things.
Maybe.
Just, like, add a couple topic episodes here and there.
Or, like, really
planned.
Like, we need to think of more things that we want to say besides just our categories.
Yeah.
Because some weeks we're good at going on tangents and some weeks we're not.
Yeah.
So, anyway, if you made it all the way to the end, comment with the sun emoji. It is officially summer. By the time you're listening to this episode, it is definitely officially summer. like according to the calendar. And yay, summer in Chicago is here. It was a beautiful night and we're excited. We'll see you next week. Cheers. Cheers. We,
I don't know. Okay. You didn't like that.
Yes, Sam?
LOL.
It just, it is. So, I'm not gonna, that was awkward.